Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In today's gospel, we hear our Lord say, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19, 23. Being rich as we are here in the U.S. and in the West, it will be hard for us to enter the kingdom of heaven now in this life, because the kingdom of heaven begins in this life. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, Jesus said in Matthew 3, verse 2. And it will be hard for us to enter heaven into the next life as well. That's the straightforward, literal interpretation of our Lord's words regarding riches. But let's reflect on this for a minute. The problem, as we've said in other reflections that we've given, the problem is not riches or wealth in and of themselves. St. John Chrysostom, commenting on today's gospel, says that Christ spoke not condemning riches in themselves, but rather those who are enslaved by them. And we know from the Old Testament that the patriarchs, we know Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were very rich, as well as Joseph, as well as Job, as well as King David, for that matter. So the problem isn't riches, the problem is the human heart. That really is the problem. The human heart has three needs. It has the need for security, the need for significance, and the need for love. As fallen human beings, our heart is inclined to trust in riches, to trust in material goods to be our source of security. We see that, for example, when people get older and they're seemingly obsessed with money, it's because their security is in that. Probably mentioned this before, but I remember back before I became a friar, I was watching the news, and there was Nancy Sinatra, who was the daughter of Frank Sinatra, so the singer, actor, Frank Sinatra. She was being interviewed, and she said that when her dad was older, he was constantly worried about getting more money, constantly focused on that. And she thought that that was kind of strange. She said, well, Dad, you've got all the money in the world. Why do you need to be focused on that? But if your security is in riches, then that's going to be your focus. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also, said the Lord in Matthew 6, 21. For other people, money and riches are a source of significance. You can see that a lot in our culture. When you drive around in a Ferrari or a McLaren or a Lamborghini, people turn their heads. They turn their heads when you drive around in those cars. Or if you have the latest iPhone or designer clothes or accessories, people admire those things too. But is it wise to get our source of significance from material things? Is it wise to be controlled by status symbols, by judging others based on what they have externally? Is that wise? The answer is no, it's not very wise at all. Proverbs 11, verse 28 says, those who trust in their riches will fall, but like green leaves, the just will flourish. For some other people, riches and material goods are also a substitute for the need for love. Some people fill their lives and their homes with things. Why? Because their hearts are empty, and they see this as a way of compensating for that. Parents who struggle with showing love for their children at times will compensate by buying the children things. That does happen. Or we can use or spend money as ways of receiving affection or attention from others. We can think, well, people will show me love if I give them things or if I give them money, some people think. And it's very sad when you think about it. It's very heartbreaking when someone lives with that kind of mentality. Psalm 62, verse 10 says, if riches increase, do not set your heart on them. So wealth and earthly riches don't fill the needs of the human heart. If they did, then the wealthiest people in the world and the wealthiest countries in the world would be the happiest people. They would be the most virtuous people in the world. They aren't. It's not the case. The human heart is filled and satisfied not with having more things, but by really possessing the Creator of all things, who is love himself. God himself, who is Jesus Christ, love incarnate, love in the flesh. We were created for greatness, for great things, not for pettiness, not for material things, not for passing pleasures. Those are petty things. We were created for greater things than that. In Mark 10, verse 24, we hear Jesus say, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. So we think how sad and disappointed our Lord and our Lady are when they see us placing our trust in money or in things, rather than placing our trust in them, rather than placing our trust in God. If our focus is on earthly securities, then there's no way we're going to enter the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is about what? It's about heavenly securities. It's not about earthly securities. It's about finding security and significance and love in spiritual realities in the Lord himself. We know Jesus said, God is spirit, John 4, 24. God is not money, God is not wealth or power or pleasure for that matter. Even our own currency here in the U.S. tells us not to trust in it, right? You look at the money that we have, what does it say? It says, in God we trust. So the money itself preaches to us when you're looking at it, when you think about it. The money tells us, don't trust in me, trust in the Lord. The 9th century Archbishop Ravana said this. He said, though there be a difference between having riches and loving riches, yet it is safer neither to have them nor to love them, he said. So what's the solution? What's the antidote to trusting in wealth or trusting in riches? What's the solution to that? It's trusting in poverty, of course. Right? What else would a Franciscan preach about? It's trusting in poverty. Jesus himself said, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's Luke 6, verse 20, and Matthew 5, verse 3. Those who are poor in spirit trust in the Lord. They don't trust in wealth or riches. They don't trust in themselves. They don't even trust in education or personal connections or personal talents that they have. Those who are materially poor have a greater need and a greater opportunity for trusting in the Lord. If the materially poor reach out to the Lord and trust in him, he will not disappoint them. And at times, a lot of times, they're a lot closer to God than they even realize. So our Lord responds to the disciples today when they ask, who can be saved? He responds by saying, for men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, 26, meaning that when we learn to trust in God, when we learn to entrust ourselves and our lives to him, then we can be saved, whether we're rich or poor, for that matter. Dependence upon God, not upon riches, is what makes salvation possible. So let's ask Our Lady for the grace to learn how to be poor in spirit so that our Lord can fill us with his riches. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.